Most of us have at least seen an episode or two of The Andy Griffith Show. A good chunk of that show takes place in the sheriff's office, where Andy and Barney interact with a wide range of characters. I recently had the chance to visit that office, so to speak, and you can too. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There's one classic car that has perhaps become Mike Cochran's favorite, and there's a good reason for it.
Any Ford Galaxy from 1960 to 1967 you can make a squad car out of. So I just started collecting them from every year and turning them into a squad car.
Mike owns the Mayberry Squad Car Tours in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the town where Andy Griffith grew up and upon which Mayberry is based. Mike takes tourists around town to see the sights from the show. And when they come to his headquarters, there's quite the free photo session to be had.
It's a recreation of the courthouse. It's free, and people come in and take pictures. A lot of them hang out in here for a while, you know, and reminisce and talk about such and such episode. And you remember when?
The inside of the building is a perfect replica of Andy's sheriff's office and, of course, the jail cells that held folks like Otis. In fact, you can see it on the TV version of this show. Just follow American Countryside on Facebook. But there's more to the TV set replica.
We have the Darling Cabin out back, you know, the Darlings that's on the show that played the music and had Charlene and all that. Of course, the Emmett's Fix-It shop next door and, you know, Wally's filling station here on the property.
Mike says he loves seeing the smiles people have, reliving a much-beloved TV show. And although it's been decades since it was produced, the people just keep coming.
People will say it's going to die out, but I've not seen any indication of that. In fact, we see a lot of young folks that's into the show. Some kids know a whole lot about the show.
It's a great place to relive a true piece of Americana. Mayberry, traveling the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.